spend most of the time just trying to get a little bit of a hadamah to the mitzvah of studying Nach. That it is b'chlal mitzvah Talmud Torah, it doesn't need any kind of raya. It is inconceivable that Dvar Hashem wouldn't be a mitzvah to learn Dvar Hashem. That there's Dvar Hashem, of which we have a record, to which we have access, and it isn't a mitzvah. The Lord Dvar Hashem just seems inconceivable. If one wants a makkah, that there, and I don't mean that this is the only makkah, but certainly one that comes to mind, Rashi quotes the Rosh Hashanah on the pasuk of Vayitein and Moshe kechalosa v'daber ito, that just as a kala is mekushetes v'chav dalet kishutim, so to a Talmud Chacham has to be Baki v'chav dalet svarim. I've heard the question asked that the Gemara in Megillah Daf Gimel says that Medachim Talmud Torah Lishma Mikra Megillah. If in fact all of Nevi'im and Ksuvim is b'chal the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so why is that a bittul Talmud Torah Lishma Mikra Megillah? It's not a bittul Talmud Torah. So there are many answers. One answer, l'chaira, certainly is by Talmud Torah, kayadua, there's a notion of echos in Talmud Torah also. The mitzvah of learning Tanakh, notwithstanding, very few of us are on a madrega, that the echos, in terms of the ankus, in terms of the havana that we have in the Talmud Torah when we're learning Nach, approaches that of what we have when we're learning a Gemara with a Melchanos, with a Tumim, with a Kiva Eger. So in terms of the Amkos Advar, in terms of the Echos of the Talmud Torah, again, not just mitzad our chisaron. So Mislama, for most of us, when if you're holding in the middle of Shoshak and Sapphire, and then you take out a Megillah Sester, so mitzad the Echos Hadvarim, mitzad HaMekablim, there's going to be an element of Bittul Torah. Another answer, which Bli Neder will come back to in a few minutes, is that the Kuntus Chanukah Megillah quotes from the Velvel, Sahurayas, that the Velvel felt that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is lav dafka akiyum in Talmud Torah. A person does not have to read the Megillah to often that he'll have a kiyum of Mikra Megillah. He doesn't have to read the Megillah to often that he'll have a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Revival has what he thinks are different rayas to establish this. But according to Revival, so then the Gemara is certainly not in the least bit contradictory to what we're discussing about. Because Mevatn Talmud Torah Lishma Mikra Megillah, even if Li Yitzuya, that the Mikra Megillah for this person will not represent the Kiyum Talmud Torah, because Lav Dafka, that it has to represent a Kiyum Talmud Torah in order for a person to be Yotzei the chiyuv Megillah. Okay, so having reviewed that obvious fact, so let's maybe proceed to some of the details of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with Nach, and specifically, how does it compare or differ to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by Chamisha Chumshei Torah? So the Gemara in Brachas, the Pei Darshan's the Pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei Elai Hehor, Ve'etna Lecha Es Luchal So'evan, Ves HaTorah, V'Hamitzvah, Asher Kasavti Lahorosim. So Luchal So'evan is Eilu Aseres Adibus, Torah Zemikra, Mitzvah Zemishra, Asher Kasavti Eilu Nevi'im Uksuvim, Laharosam Zegimara, Malamid Shekulam Nitna Lemosha Misir. Again, Luchos Laevin Vahatorah, Torah Zechumash, So Rashi comments, mitzvah likros matar. Mitzvah likros matar. As opposed to what? As opposed to Nevi'im and Ksuvim, that there's no mitzvah? That's what we just reviewed. That's loyal ala da. So what do you mean that Torah is, it refers to Chumash, because mitzvah likros matar, how does that sort of distinguish it from Nevi'im and Ksuvim, which are referred to in Asher Kasavti? Right? Rashi says, for the reason it doesn't make sense to you is that I misquoted the Gemara, thank you. The Lashon HaGemara is that Torah is a Mikra. Torah is a Mikra is the Lashon HaGemara. And Rashi says, meaning Mikra means, the Lashon HaGemara is Torah is a Mikra. And Rashi says, why does Mikra denote Chamish Shalchom Shei Torah? Shem Mitzvah Likros Batorah. So the question is, how is that? How does that distinguish it from the Nevi'im Uksub? That's a question which emerges from Rashi. Second question which emerges from the Gemara itself, the sequence is very funny. That Nelcha es HaTorah Zemikra Ves HaMitzvah Zemishnah Asher Kasavti Nevi'im Uksubim Laharosim Zegemara. So instead of Nevi'im Uksubim following on the heels of Mikra, of Chamish Shulchan Shei Torah, first comes Mishnah, then comes the Nevi'im Uksuvim, then comes Gemara. So the Pasuk inserts the Nevi'im Uksuvim in between Mishnah and Gemara. So Hanul Davar. The Balatanya has, those are the two questions which, according to some opinions, with some assumptions, we'll try to come back and answer. The Balatanya has in his Hilchos Talmud Torah the following Yisod. Again, basically, the Yisod Hadvarim is in the Magen Avraham. The Rav talks about it in one of the Yotzei Shurim as well. That by Torah Shebichsav, one is Mekayim a Mitzvah, even if he reads without any comprehension. A person reads the Pasuk Gracious Lord will kill Eis HaShemayim Eis HaOretz, is being Mekayim a Mitzvah, even if he doesn't understand what he read. Masha and Cain, a person says, Me'ema say Kohen Ashmar Ba'arvin, and he doesn't understand what it means, so then he's not Mekayim a Mitzvah. What's the din by Nach? Vayi Achrei Mos Moshe Eved Hashem. A person reads the Pasuk in Nach without understanding what the words mean. It doesn't Mekayim a Mitzvah now. So Lamaisa, it's actually a machlokes between the Rav and the Rav. They both react to the Gemara in Megillah, where the Gemara in Megillah says that Haloes, the Gemara comments on the Mishnah, that Haloes Shoshana Ashuris is Yotze. Even someone who doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh is Yotze if he hears the Megillah in Lashon HaKodesh. Because the Gemara says, don't look down at such a person. That aren't doing none. Do we know what Pshat and Ha'ach Shteron and B'nei Ha'amotim is? We don't know Pshat and everything we're listening to either. That's what it says in the Gemara. El Alam, you have Kriya Pesume Nisa. So the same way we have Kriya Pesume Nisa by Ha'ach Shteron and B'nei Ha'amotim, so too the lowest Shoshana Ashur is this. So what do you see from this Gemara? So the Rav says, you see from this Gemara that the Balatanya is Yisod, that you Yotzei Talmud Torah, Torah Shebachzav, even without Havona, is true not only for Chumash, but even for Nach. Why? Because for the Rav, it was Poshut. He doesn't tell you this, he's taking this for granted. But Mikra Megillah has to be a key with Talmud Torah. That when Chazal and Misaki and Kriyas and Megillah, it's not coincidentally, well, we already have a good text for it, so we don't need to write our own. No. The Kriyas Megillah has to be Mekuyam through Talmud Torah. Aye, where's the Talmud Torah going to be if we don't know Pshat Nach Shvan B'nei Ramachim? Says the Rebbe, so you see that this is so, that by Torah Shemitzad, you're behind the mitzvah, even if you don't understand, it's true for Nach as well. Revelvel learns the same Gemara, and Revelvel says, oh, you see from this Gemara, that's what I was telling you before, right? What Valva would say, what we just quoted from him before. You see that Kriyas and Megillah isn't the key in Talmud Torah. For Haraya, we don't know Pshat HaShoran B'nei Ramachim, we're still being kind of Kriyas and Megillah. The Hainu of Valva is taking for granted that by Nach, you have to have Havorah. Right? So the Rav is taking for granted that Kriyas and Megillah has to be Talmud Torah. So Mimela, so you see that even by Nach, you see from the Gemara that even by Nach you don't have to understand. The Rav is the Rav Velva was assuming that by Nach Havada you do have to understand. So you see from this Gemara that you don't have to have a key in Talmud Torah when you're laying the Megillah. So the Maisa, in terms of what's of interest to us, so this question that we're clearing Halacha LaMaisa, is a person accomplishing anything? Let's say Als Talmud Torah, right? When you say Tillim. So Als Talmud Torah, and so halavai, this shouldn't happen. But Lu Yitzuya, that there's a word or two there, a pasuk or two here that we're not quite sure what it means. So are we still being mekayim a mitzvah? So the Rav would say affirmative, and the Rav would say negative. Now, what does this question depend on? What's the yisod hadvarim, whether or not you have a key in hamitzvah, even without? I got less amount of polling. And it's better to understand what Bereshit Bara Elokim Eisa Shemayim Eisa Haaretz means than not to understand it. But is there a key in a mitzvah without comprehension? What is that dependent on? So Yaakov Kamenetsky has in the Hagdon to Emes Yaakov, Dvarim Yisodiyah. And he raises a very, very fundamental question. Chazal described Moshe Rabbeinu Bel Chamish Shechom Shei Torah as a stenographer. Kosh Baruch Hu gave dictation. Kosh Baruch Hu said, ready? He said, ready. Ready as well, give it to Shemaim Zoritz, Moshe Rabbeinu Bel. But that's why Chazal, as a lavor, as a sofer, as a scribe, taking dictation, the Hainu, that every word in Chumash is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word. Those are the actual words, Sheyotsu Mipi HaGavura. What about Novi? By Novi, the actual words of Dvar Hashem, or the Tochen is 100% Dvar Hashem, Kol Kulo Dvar Hashem, Kodesh Kodeshim. However, the actual formulation was Menusach Al Yidei HaNavi. Al Yidei HaNavi. Possibly there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Maybe there's even a pasuk in this week's parsha about it. But let's go backwards. Possibly there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu about this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending Yirmiyahu, is charging Yirmiyahu with his mission. Yirmiyahu Novi says, I haven't taken SR yet, I don't know anything about public speaking. He says, how am I going to be a Novi? That's what Yirmiyahu time is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Al Tomer Anar Anochi, Ki Al Asher Eshlochacha Telech, Ve'eis Kol Asher Atzavacha Tadav. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says subsequently, the pasuk says, "Vayishlach Hashem es yado, vayaga alpi, vayoma Hashem elai, hinei nasati dvar b'ficha." So Yirmiyahu said, "I'm not a darshan. I'm not the man for the job." So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? So one of two. If you say that by neviim uksuvim the actual words are mipi agvura, the same way they are in Chumash, because well, possible. You don't have to be a darshan. You don't have to have a way of coming up with formulating ideas, because you're just going to repeat what I tell you. All you have to do is repeat what I'm saying. It's no, you don't need chachna sahadibo for that. Oh no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, everything in life is siyata d'shmaya. I'll give you siyata d'shmaya that you'll be able to do. Everything else, nisan pelo adam. With everything else in life, what do? You do siyata d'shmaya. I'm telling you, you'll have siyata d'shmaya. Where's the pasuk in this week's parsha which perhaps talks about this question? Again, depending upon how you understand it. Navi akim lahem nikar vachayim kamocha, v'nasati dvarai b'fiv, v'diber aleim es kol asher tzaven. Same question. What does it mean, v'nasati dvarai b'fiv? Does it mean mamish, verbatim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when Yeshayo, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, when they'll be talking to you, it will be v'nasati dvarai, you're going to be hearing my words. Oh no, it doesn't mean that literally. It means the tochen. I'm going to communicate with you via the review. The tochen is going to be mine, but the signon is going to be the neviim. Hence, ancient neviim is not in the signon. So Rabbi Yaakov himself is inclined to the position that by ever neviim, the tochen is the Dvar Hashem, but the formulation is that of the navi. But I think the comment, I mean, double check this, in the Hakdam to understand, but I think that the comment of Chazal, is what we have written down. I think the comment right on Hazino, Shemaim, Vedabera, Sishma, Oretz, and Mefi, as opposed to Shimu Shamayim Vahazini Oretz of Yeshayo, Kashem Dibe. So that they, and I think Rabbi Yaakov quotes that. So I think he means it as we actually have it. The Maisa, Rabbi Yaakov thinks that the Pshat is that by Neviim and Ksuvim the Tochen is Dvar Hashem, that the signum is that of the Novi. Again, less than the poet by Chumash, the actual words are on the word. Al pi darko, Shoshal Rabbi Yaakov, lo nimna, he doesn't say this, but if you go to the Rambam's Yud Gimel Likorim, so you see that the Rambam makes a point of saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was taking dictation. Moshe Rabbeinu was taking dictation in when he received Chumash. Al pi darko Shoshal Moshe, it could be that the Rambam is even highlighting this difference. We were over the summer, we were in on Moshav Beit Meir, so there's a kola there. So one of the Talmidei Chachamim who learned there in the kola had the following hearon. He says in the nusach of the Ani Mamins, right, where we summarize the Rambam's Yud Gimel Likorim, is Ani Mamin Shekol Divrei Neviim Emes. That's number 6. Number 7 is Ani Mamin Be'emunah Shleima Shenavuas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Hoysa Amitas Shehu Oya Av LaNeviim LaKodim LaFanav LaAbam Achalav. So the Chora Shenavuas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Hoysa Amitas is L'Chora superfluous. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, is L'Gara from Kol Divrei Neviim Emes. So the Ani Mamin just should have said that the Ani Mamin Yishlema Shemoshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashem Hayav Manavim Makom Nifon of Abba Macher. So he, I don't know whether he's familiar with Rabbi Yaakov Hagdama or not, but he was more or less mechavin along the same line of thought. So he wanted to say as follows. There's another difference. Number 6 is Shekol Divrei Neviim Emes, right? Shekol Divrei Neviim Emes. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say Divrei Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu Amiti. It says Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu Amitas. What's the pshat? So he says like this. Again, it's mamish, it's all the kind of echad of what Rabbi Yaakov says in the Hagdama to Emes LeYaakov. He wanted to tell it like this. Kol Divrei Neviim Emes means the Rambam says one of the differences between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, he says in a few places, amongst others, right there in the Hakdam Parashim Shangs and Parak Chelik, one of the differences between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and all the other Nevi'im is that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need any Koach HaDimyon, he didn't need any Mishalim, any metaphors, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu communicated directly with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe and Cain, all other Nevi'im, they saw some kind of vision, which was a metaphor, and through that metaphor, that's how they received the Nevuah, right? The Pshat being obvious, right? When we deal with Dvarim Dakim, Dvarim Muchnim, so very often we're not able, if not all the time, we're not able to grasp them directly. First, someone has to give us a moshel. Someone has to give us a moshel from something which is more known to us from the physical, concrete world. Then, extrapolating from that mashal, so we're able to grasp something which is more dakistic, more ruchani. So lahavdil. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevi'im needed some kind of mashal, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. So he tied it like this: Kol divin Nevi'im emes, meaning Yishayahu saw. Please listen carefully. Please don't misunderstand. Yishayahu sees the Kodesh Baruch sitting on his throne. That emes. It's emes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him such a mara. It's not emes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on the throne. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a guf. Lo yasigu masigi aguf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not sitting on a throne. It's zicher emes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave such a nevuah to Yeshayahu that he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on a throne. But it's not emes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on a throne. So the Dvarad Shall Yishayahu Amitiyim? Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them such a vision. In that sense, Avada, it's emes Tzrufa, emes Mukhlatas. But in terms of, does that correspond to a reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on a throne? The world doesn't sit on a throne. Right? That's all. So Divya Nevi'imemes, Masha and Kane, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't operating with these kinds of visions and metaphors. So it's not only Divya Nevi'imemes, it's Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, Maisa Amitas. So Ad Kan Dvarav. Al Kol Ponim. So we raise the question, again, by learning Chamishul Chumashei Torah, a person is Mekayim a mitzvah, the Bala Tanya says, the Rav says, even if he doesn't understand, is that true by not? So we said that that's a machlokes between Rebbevel and the Rav in terms of what the inference is from the Gemara Parash Turan and B'nei HaRamachim. Rav Yaakov tells us conceptually that shayla hinges on whether or not the tochen of the Divrei Nevi'im is Mipi HaGvura, but the signon is their own, meaning, let's just spell it out. Why is there a mitzvah, even if I don't understand Bereshis Baalukim, why am I a Mekayim Mitzvahs Talmud Torah? I'm saying Dvar Hashem. You're saying Dvar Hashem, even if I'm Mekayim Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. But if the signum by Navi is the signum of the Nevi'im, which Dvar Hashem is the Tochen, so then, the same way, I'm not Mekayim a Mitzvah, because what's Torah is the content. That's what the Torah is, the content. So the same will be true for Navi. But if you'll say, let's say like the Netziv says, V'nasati Dvai B'fiv, this week's parasha means when you'll hear from the Navi, you're going to be hearing my words, capital M. So then the same rationale that says Bereshis Baalukim is a Kim HaMitzvah, so too Vahi Achrei Mos Moshe is going to be a Mitzvah also.
Right, but eventually when he understands, and eventually what he says.
So then those are, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him the words, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him a siyata d'shmaya, but in the same way, say, when we talk, so if we're saying something emesdik, right, on those rare occasions, if we say something emesdik, so avada, we ascribe it to siyata d'shmaya, but we're not such megalomaniacs to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me... That every word I'm saying was no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of gave me the siyata d'shmaya to now use the kofos that he gave me to formulate something. But I can't claim that the sentence I'm saying is a verbatim quote. That the content can be totally faithful, but the actual, and that's what Rav Yaakov thinks is pshat. Netziv thinks otherwise. Okay.
If I'm understanding right, the chiluk between the Nevi'im and the supposed to Moshe is that there might have been a true mara, but that mara doesn't necessarily coincide with reality. Where for Moshe, everything that he
again, it doesn't correspond with reality because it's intended as a metaphor.
So then, what about the Reis as Zachariah Fanai Lo Yerahu? Did what it what is that? Was that actually? I mean, I guess that's open for some interpretation. But if we're going with with the pshat, with that pshat, then that has to be figurative.
It can't be literal. That's a metaphor for what Moshe Rabbeinu saw. The Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. Moshe Rabbeinu
but if he
held
but directly. If he saw, right, but if he saw something, then
what Yeshayahu sees, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Well, Eretz. Yeshayahu says he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu does not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's back as opposed to his front. Whatever Hasaga Sichlus Moshe Rabbeinu had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is something that is so beyond our comprehension that the only way that the Torah can communicate that to us is with a Moshe. So the Torah is giving us a marshal for what Moshe Rabbeinu's Hasaga Sichlus was. And Moshe Rabbeinu's Hasaga Sichlus was just that, without any kind of vision or metaphor.
Needless to say, not at such a level, but that, at least to me, in my...
Like this. Moshe Ma'adavidam. Moshe Ma'adavidam. You over here have a conversation between two big Talmid Chacham. Fine, and they're going back and forth. Sure. So you know, if you'll just tell me verbatim what they were discussing, then I'm not going to understand the word. So you elaborate things for me, and you amplify things for me. So the way you'll communicate to me what they were saying was different than what they were saying. So the Torah uses the imagery of Panai and Achorai as a metaphor for us to understand what Moshe Rabbeinu was understanding, was seeing the Ein HaSecho directly, without a metaphor. Okay. Now, if you go with Rabbi Yaakov's Mahalach, that the words of Navi are the words of the Navi, the Tochen is Dvar Hashem, and based on that you say that there's no key in Talmud Torah that by Nevi'im uksuvim without comprehension. So now if we come back to the kasha we had on Rashi in Brachas Tafei, so Rashi says Torah is a mikvah, right? So the Gemara describes or labels Hamisha Chumshei Torah as distinct from Nach as mikra. Rashi is prompted by that. Rashi says to mitzvah likos batar. So we said, so what's Rashi saying? The implication can't be that there's no mitzvah by Nach. Oh, so now mitzvah likos batar means that by chamisha chum sheitar there's a mitzvah even likros, even kriya alone, which isn't informed or accompanied by understanding, but that's also a mitzvah, and that is what distinguishes chumish from Nach. We're running out of time here, so let's just let's go try to hit on a couple of more things. There are Deis and Tosfos in Bava Kamma, Dav Gimel, Tosfos in Tumuri Yud Dalet. We actually talked about this in Bava Kamma, Dav Gimel. Whether or not the Gissa of the Gemara in Gittin of Dvarim Shebachsav, Yatar Rashai, the Omer Malchaya, applies to Nach as well. Tosus and Tmur and Dach Yudal would ask the Kasha, how do we say Mizmor in Balpeh? Shemburu quotes as the truth in the Chavaz Yor, the Chavaz Yor is Mekel, that you're allowed to say Gan Sefer Till in Balpeh. Those are the Shailas the Jews had once upon a time. Those were their pikpukim. Those were the Isurim epis that they came close to. The Eden used to say, God save the film about Pel. Chavaz Yor says, it's okay. We can make this up. So Tosfos in Tumur Yadalot says, there's no Isur Vom Shavu Chsav Yeter Shaila Om Al Peh by Nach. Tosfos in Bava Kamma, Dav Gimel takes for granted that it is. Tosfos quotes a Yeshomim, that the reason of Yosef was a Baki and Targum of Nach was because he was a Sagi Nohor. So when everyone else was learning Nach, he was learning Targum of Nach. And Tosfos doesn't object on these grounds. Tosfos just says, no, it would have been an Eis Lassos for him to study Nach Val Peh. But Tosfos takes for granted that the Isur Vom Shavu Chsav applies to Nach as well. What's that machlokas about? Again, there are two havanas in this. With Velvel in the stencils in Tmura says that the Torah says Ksav L'chas Advar Me'ele, which is the pasuk from which we dash in the Yisav Dvarim Shavachsav Yetar Rasha'elam Me'apeh. It says Advar Me'ele L'gzeres HaKosav Advarim Shavachsav Yetar Rasha'elam Me'apeh V'chamish L'chum Shekhan V'suv Al-Mideh. You don't have to add anything to that. But Vutna thinks that the pshat is in the view in Tosfos that there's no isavam shel chzavim Torah shel Omer Alpeh by Nach, is because Nach basically is a cheftz of Torah shel Alpeh. The chiddush of Nach is that it's a cheftz of Torah shel Alpeh, which was nitam hekosev. But the emes Nach is a cheftz of Torah shel Alpeh. If you go with here in this volume of the Sefer Zichron for the Wanevsky Oliver Shalom called Ksanas Yosef, the two very edifying ma'amorim, one's from Reb Zelig Epstein Shlita, and then there's a maimer which then elaborates and then has Horus on his mind, both very rich ma'amorim, touch upon the yinganim that we've been talking about as well. Futna is quoted there, amongst other things. If you go with the mahalach of the Futna, Reb Zelig thinks that they're definitely Rishonim. He thinks that Rabbi said the Rishonim will hold like that. If you go with Futna's mahalach, so come back to the other question we had in the Gemara and Brachas. Alei elai hoev etnachas luchos ha'evin is asar sadibas. Ha'torah is a mikro. Mitzvah is a mishnah. Shekasavti el neviim uksuvim. L'horosim zay gemar. So we asked, what's neviim uksuvim doing in the middle of mishnah gemar? Should have been after Chodesh. So according to this mahalach, it's gevaldik. Because that's good for what the Torah, what the Gemara is coming to tell us is. If you would have put neviim uksuvim after Chodesh, sure, we wouldn't have been thinking about it. You put Nevi'im Uksuvim between Mishnah and Gemara, so you tell me Nevi'im Uksuvim, Hagam that it's Asher Kasavtik, Hagam that it was Nitan Lehikosev, is really to be classified together with Mishnah and Gemara, is really a Heftza of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Okay, there's some other Inyonim Klolim I would have liked to touch on, but let's come again a little bit more directly, just a couple more minutes, or I'll say, to Limud of Navi. Lamaisa, what does Limud of Navi entail? So I'm not qualified to talk about this. It never stopped me in the past. I see no reason why it should stop me any more now than on other occasions. So just to mention, L'chora, what the Limud involves, again, on one level, it involves a parshanus, just to understand the flow of the psukim, to understand the psukim, the flow of the psukim. There are certainly inyone halacha, directly or indirectly, which surface in the Divrei Nevi'im. Obviously, very... very important to Limud of Navi is the Divrei Musa, which arises from it. And then, also, not commenting now on... Well, and then also, there are certain historical ideas which we gain from Navi as well. In terms of what, as it were, occasioned Nevi'im Uksuvim in the first place, of these, it would seem to be the third of the four that we mentioned, the Divrei Musa Shabbat. The Gemara in the Darim Chavez tells us that El Molei Chatu Yisrael, if we hadn't sinned, so then we would have had Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Sefer Yeshua and nothing else. So it seems clear that Hagam, that once we have Nach, so we have Dinim, which until Yecheskel were just Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, Kabbalah Ish Mi'Pi'ish, then also Yecheskel and Asmachinu Akra. So once that we have Navi, it's not only Musa, there are other elements and aspects to the limit of Navi, but it certainly seems that what occasioned the Navi in the first place were the Divrei Musa, which as the Gemara says, and only in the Nevuah Shehutzu Chaledoros is Nikteva. And clearly that has to loom large in any limit of Navi, to not to force it out, but just to see how it sort of emerges naturally from the psukim. So just to give one or two very quick examples from the this week's limud. Neither is with any claim to originality. The pasuk says in the beginning of Melachim Aleph that referring to Adonijah ben Chagis, that lo atzava aviv miyomav, that his father never gave him occasion to be sad. His father never, it sounds like his father never disciplined him. That's what the pasuk seems to be indicting David HaMelech for. So the Divei Musa Shebo, again, there's nothing, one doesn't have to quetch here. Divei Musa urge that parents don't discipline the children, so then children grow up being spoiled. And there is a midrash in the Kohelet Rabbah, the Sefer Musa HaNeviim, quotes in Kohelet Rabbah, Chazal say, Tov kas mischok. Amar Shlomo, ilu kas ava al Adon Yakima. If David HaMelech would have expressed a little bit of anger against Adonia, Tov hoyol mischok shesacha ka alav midas hadin. Maybe he would have, not maybe, says that he would have saved if Adonia hadn't been spoiled, so he wouldn't have ended up as a Moed B'malchus, ultimately being killed by Shlomo HaMelech. Then the Malbim, if you had a chance to take a look at the Malbim on the Pesukim, Malbims aren't required, but whenever you have a chance, Mamash Hifli Lassos, the Malbim. So the Malbim says, what really spurred Adonia's revolt, and what's more, didn't he have the common sense to realize that David HaMelech would hear about it? Right, so he sort of tried to delude himself into thinking David HaMelech wouldn't hear about it. But what sort of encouraged or invited that self-delusion that David HaMelech wouldn't hear about the rebellion and wouldn't quash it? So he says that's why the Navi is Marich to tell us how beautiful Avishag was. And he says, and also to make a point of telling us how David HaMelech hadn't married her, and that therefore she would still be Luteris to Adonia. And the Malbim says that what really spawned his revolt was because he had this very, very strong taiva that he wanted to marry her. Just very quickly to find it. Ato yaget hasiba ha'atzmiyas ashen nechpaz el adova shalo be'ito. Right? You see from the fact that later he takes his life in hand to ask Bathsheba that she should intervene with Shlomo, that he should be allowed to marry Avishag, which is crazy, which was suicidal, as Shlomo HaMelech says. Like he took his life in hand to make that request. So the Malbim says, you see that the whole revolt, everything was driven by this taiva. The Musa Haskel is also a very, very, very scary one. You know, in Parshas Korach, so if you sort of juxtapose two Rashis, something amazing emerges. On the one hand, Rashi says, so Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, "Asher Yifcha Hashem Hu HaKadosh," that only one, there's only going to be one Kohen Gadol, everyone else is going to die. So, Ma'arok, Korach, who was such a pikeach, the shtu zos, to stick his neck out like that. So Rashi tells us from Chazal that Korach was a bal ruach hakodesh. He saw that Shmuel was yotze mimenu who shokul k'neged Moshe v'Aaron b'chana v'Shmuel b'korei shemel, and says after kol hagdula hazos yotze mimeli. So obviously I'm the one who's going to prevail. Okay, but his ruach hakodesh was missing something. He didn't know that b'nei Korach lo meisu, that they were going to do tshuva al pischa shel Gehenna. Kitzur Maisa, Korach was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. Lam Milsa is what you said. Baal Ruach HaKodesh. That's one Rashi B'Shem Chazal. Another Rashi B'Shem Chazal. Rashi quotes them both, so apparently he didn't think these were Deos Chalupas in Chazal. Is that Ma Ro'ah, what got under Korach's skin? Niskane al Nisiyusa Shal Alitzafan. So Korach, who was such a grace and rich, such a graceful mensch that he was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, but this chesaron in midas, the midah of kina, what was his undoing? So it means that a person can have tremendous gavlus, and yet if underlying it all, there's a very basic flaw in terms of midas, it can be a person's undoing. So that a person is so susceptible to the influence that the midah mushcheses, the midah meguna shavo has on him, it can be the undoing again, not of a little person, the undoing of a great person. That's the same thing which the Malbim is basically telling us by Adon Yoven Chagas. Okay, there's some other things I wanted to discuss, but we're way over time.